Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, the Lord our God in the midst of us, he is mighty. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to hear from our announcer now. Praise God.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, or parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them, as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory to God. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio. Praise God. Yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We love you. We adore you. Hallelujah. And we just say, Lord, from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight, Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord. And we can to dedicate these broadcasts to you for your use and for your glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for just touching our speaker tonight and each and every person that's listening tonight and even those who will listen in the future. Thank you, Lord, for just touching all of us. Whatever is wrong, Lord God, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, we ask you to take it, dedicate it, and set it apart for your use and for your glory. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst tonight, and we don't take it for granted. Thank you so much for being here with us, Lord. Once again, we love you. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So once again, welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. If you were with us last night, and it looks like those of you who are on the line right now, or most of you were with us last night, whoo, didn't we have a great time? Hallelujah. Well, last, some of you who may not know, we had the prophetic healing broadcast. And I'm telling you, God was healing people last night. It's such an awesome way. And people were getting healed on the line with us that we prayed with online. And then we were getting phone calls and texts from people who had gotten healed and delivered and had not even said anything on the line. So we're just, you know, just praising God. You know, he's so good. He's just reaching out, just healing people. And we give him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now we are here with our Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. And we were led to talk about the lessons that have been learned. You know, it's been a year since the pandemic began, and when our world was turned upside down. And I just keep saying, thank you, Lord, that we're in the world but not of the world. So that upside down doesn't feel quite as bad to us because of whose we are. Amen. And but during this time, we've learned many new things to help us function in this season. Hallelujah. And so we wanted to go into that. And last week, we talked about grocery delivery. And we have our guest with us, Sister Joy Price, who is my niece. Amen. I've known her all her life, even from the womb. And she's from Memphis Covenant Faith Church, and she's a facilitator, an expediter. And so last week, you know, the Lord just laid on my heart, you know, to say that, you know, he's giving people food, you know, during times like this. If we look at back in Matthew 14, verses 13 through 16, of, you know, how Jesus fed the multitude. Amen. So he had a great delivery service. Praise God. Amen. And then I thought some more about this. It's amazing if you start meditating on what God has done. And then I began to think about, you know, who delivered breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because today we're going to talk about meal delivery. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I began to think about, hey, the children of Israel, when they were out there in the wilderness 40 years, and they had meal deliveries for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing the Lord is. And so, yeah, they would go out, and well, the Lord would send manna every day, or not every day. There was manna rules. So the manna would come down, they would collect manna, and they could only collect what they needed for that day. If they went past what they needed, it would, worms would get into it, and it would stink. As I read that, because I was like, okay, sometimes people go into hoarding, and if you, and the Lord knows us. He knows what we would do. And so he's like, mm-mm, you're not going to hoard, you know. And so they could only get enough for that day, or it would stink and turn it, and the worms would come. Except the day before the Sabbath. Just on that day, they could collect enough for 2 days you know, enough for everybody in their household and everything, and then that would be enough. And so it's just amazing to me. You know, the Bible says that there is nothing new under the sun. Praise God. So today we're going to go into buying breakfast, dinner, having our meals delivered through a delivery service. And I haven't really dealt with this that much, but Joy Price, our facilitator, has done it. So welcome, Sister Joy.
Hi.
I was wondering if I'd open up your line. Hi, how are you?
Oh, fine.
Okay. Amen. We're glad to have you back again this week. Thank you for giving us two good weeks together with
you.
You're
welcome.
Amen. And sharing your expertise.
Yes.
So now we know that there are some delivery services who will go and get your food. Tell us about the delivery services that you know about.
Okay, I know about the names of them. They are DoorDash, there's Postmates, there's Uber Eats, and
mm-hmm.
I think there's one delivery service.
Grubhub. How about that?
Yes. Yeah, DoorDash,
okay.
Uber Eats, Grubhub, and other delivery services. Because I think if they have one that has everyone all together.
Oh, really? It's called Other Delivery Services?
Yeah, it's called delivery.com.
Okay. Now, I hadn't even heard of that one at all.
Okay. So they have Grubhub,
okay.
DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, and delivery.com.
Okay. So to use these services, a person would have to, would they have to get the app to be able to use it?
Yes. These are all app-based. Some that you can do online, but then some basically you just have to get an app for.
Okay. And I think, you know, most of us know on our phones we can get an app if you have enough room on your phone. Because app is like real estate, you know. And if you have enough room, a storage room on your phone, you can get an app. And sometimes I use an app when I need it, and then you can kind of put it to sleep if you don't need it or something. So it won't take up that prime real estate. So so DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, Grubhub, delivery.com. Now with these delivery services, you know, they're called third party delivery services. So they can a person can order food from what kind of places, like restaurants and
Yes, they can order from Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Wingstop. That's the name of fruit on DoorDash. But they're basically all third parties. It's like a customer orders at a barbecue shop. And they buy something for, I think the total, let's say $44. Okay, so you have $44 and you buy something from a barbecue shop. You have the tax, it's like $9. So your total ends up to be like $48. So that's the cost if you order by phone or come in or dine in or curbside. And that's the order. But if you're a customer ordering from a third party, from DoorDash, Postmates, or delivery.com, you have a different, you will have service fees. And some of the service fees come to around like $4.30. And then you have delivery fees that comes to like $3.99. And with that total, it'll probably be like $56. But these are rough figures and some customer distance and demands to the service may be higher or lower. And then customers using DoorDash like I have, because I have DoorDash, they also have an option to leave a tip. And then if you add a tip, then that's when the total get a little higher. So you go from like $44 to like $65 just by ordering by third party.
Yeah, so then you just got to really think about, is this worth it for me?
Yeah.
You know,
yes. It's the time.
Yeah, because you pay for the convenience of having your meal delivered. Amen. And I think, you know, like, I guess if you really like the restaurant and you're doing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're going to do it, it's best to buy maybe more than you need right now, pay the one service fee, and then you have several meals, you know, or something like that. I mean, that to me, that would make it worth the while to pay, probably about $10 or $12 or more than that worth of fees.
Yes. Because that's gas. Because if you go to, what if the place is farther away and you can just order it and that's gas money? Instead of spending the gas money, you can just spend it for the delivery fee.
Yeah. So, you know, you weigh out the convenience for yourself. You know, weigh out, you know, is this convenient? Because you can also order the food and go there and pick it up yourself. Right?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah. So there's other ways to do this. Okay. So just kind of mentioning that so you can think about it. Now, we're talking about how Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, Delivery.com, they're all third-party delivery services. But there are some restaurants who have their own delivery. And you kind of cut out some of those fees. So what are some of those restaurants where you don't, don't have to go through a third party to have the food delivered?
Basically all the pizza companies, because they was the original original third parties, all the pizza like Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's, and Little Caesars. You don't have to worry about service fees, and then you also Red Lobster, you can order that online, and I think Olive Garden, you can order online and you can just have that sent to you.
Yeah,
because
so
a lot of restaurants that have third parties also have their own.
Oh, so okay, so some of them have both the third party and their own.
Yes.
Okay, but with the third party, you're gonna usually pay more fees than if you go straight through their own delivery service.
Yes,
generally
the extra service fees.
Okay.
And that's like an upcharge of $2.20.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me that sometimes delivery services, those third-party services, they have some good deals with them. And I guess that's like if they have apps, then you get good deals out of that.
Yes. Like on my app that I have right now is DoorDash. And even on emails and on the app, when you first open it up on the main screen, they show you right away the deals. Like right now they have for Chick-fil-A, you get a free 8-piece Chick-fil-A nuggets. and they say with a $12 purchase. So if you spend $12, you will get a free 8-piece nugget. And then they usually have others that if you buy a flatbread pizza from Panera Bread for $9, they give you a $5 discount. So it depends on where you at and what location, but they will send you a link just from ordering through the third-party app.
So it's a lot of things to think about and to weigh out, you know, when you're ordering food like that. Now, when the food comes, is it usually pretty quick and pretty hot, or how does that work?
Okay, DoorDash has been number one. They beat out Uber Eats this year. No, at the ending of 2020, I think they beat out all the others because they are so fast at their service. So you get your service in a timely manner. But depending on where you're ordering your food from, sometimes the food is cold or hot. Now, if you're ordering something from up the street, it gets here faster because they pick it up and then they bring it right to you. So that's only like 5 minutes. So your food still be hot. But if you order something downtown and you're just going to have to wait and just warm it up when you get home, I mean, like warm it back up.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm a big proponent of going to Snook's Deli. You know, I like their fried chicken there. I like their fried fish. You know, when they do their fish, you go to the counter, you buy, if you were in the store, you would buy the raw fish and then tell them how you want it cooked. Like if you want it fried, low sodium, or you want it steamed or whatever, you know, you tell them, you know, how you want it done, and you can get it like that. Now, what I was saying last week, one of the things that I've learned, now I used Instacart, that's the grocery delivery people. And so I use them, and the way that I would do it, because see, we eat fish every Friday, okay? We still do that. And I look forward to eating fish on Friday. So
me too.
And that's what Pastor Mom wants, is fish on Friday. So so what I do is I order it. If I'm going to order the fish, I usually do it on Thursday because I don't mind we don't mind if we warm up our fish, you know, for the next day. But anyway, so I call up to Snook. I place an order for the fried fish. You know, I want this, so much of this, so much of that, and so much of this. And I let them know, tell them my name and everything. And then I call Instacart and tell Instacart, I go online and order from Instacart. Usually I'm ordering other stuff too. But there's a place where you can put your special information in. And then what I do is I think I search on fish and then go way down on the page and they say, is there anything else that you need that you don't? And then you can write it in there. And the shopper will know. You could tell the shopper, go to the seafood counter. I've already ordered XYZ. Pick that up and make that part of the delivery. So that's something that I've been doing. I imagine other people do it, but it just came to me by the Lord to order like that. And that's been a blessing, you know, to me because I could get my groceries and get my prepared food as well. But I just heard recently, and I don't know if it's in place quite yet, but that Snooks is now using DoorDash. And they've changed how their food is being done, you know, behind the counter. Like, you know, they used to have the wing bar. And now any of that food back there, you know, they sold, what is it? Or, you know, they sell, like, potato salad, coleslaw, things like that behind the deli counter. And now they have it set up differently, and they weigh those things. So I think it's like $6.99 a pound, something like that. So I don't know quite yet if that's in place, but I know it has changed in Snooks because I just went there like last week, and I ordered some chicken wings, and I was able to get a bunch of chicken wings. A pound of chicken wings is a lot. So that's something that you can think about as well and look into if you're like me and you like Snooks fried chicken and their fried fish and all of that good stuff. You have to pay for it by the pound now to almost the same or maybe even a little better. So that's something to think about. And the food would get there hot if you're as close to Snooks as I am. Amen. So Joy, we talked about where can food be delivered. If you're not at home, tell us about your experience of, I think you were in college where you had your food delivered to.
Oh, yes. That's the funniest thing ever. You know, when you're in college and you're at the library and you're studying, and I wanted to deliver food. I think it was late. And I called in to a delivery, and they delivered. But it's no food allowed in the library. But my food was so good and nice, I asked the security guard, "You want some food?" And he said, "Yes, he wants some food." And he said, "I can bring my food in the library and eat and study." So I was so happy that when they delivered the food and living on time, and I have favor, and we all got to eat that night some delicious food that was delivered. And then that's where you can deliver anywhere. On the app, you can type in the address that you want to deliver to. I think my brothers have ordered me pizza, and everybody ordered me pizza from all over, from different states, and got it delivered. And then I also, when we did for Grandma and Barbara, we just asked what restaurant they want to go to, and all I did is type their address in, and we just sent it from where we was at. So it's really easy.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. You say, for instance, if you want to bless somebody, and they may not even be in the same state that you're in, and you can do that. Yeah, because, I mean, they really blessed us that day. That was my first time having a prepared food delivered like that. I mean, you know, a pizza every now and then, but we wanted, it was Friday, okay? And we had to have, what is that? Captain D.
Captain D.
Praise God. So they ordered it for me and paid for it for me. Praise God. Thank y'all all over again. That was Joy and Amber who did that, and Pastor Price. So we thank God for that. So now you were telling me about one of your favorite places to order food from and why you like so much.
Okay, one of my favorite places to order is PF Chang's, because due to the COVID, I want to make sure my food, when somebody's driving with it, won't go in or go into the bags or eat anything or drink anything or anything like that. PF Chang's have in place, they have sealable bags that when they take your order, they put a seal proof that nobody can get in. So when you get it, it's still nice and hot, and you have to cut the bag open when we get home just to eat it. So I said that's good. That's why it's one of my favorite places, because sometimes you don't know how the drivers are, if they're hungry and they smell the food and think it's good.
Right.
It has been on the news a couple of times that they've been eating people French fries from McDonald's or shakes. No, I never order any, that's me personally, but if you trust it, you can order drinks. I just don't order drinks because I really don't trust ordering like Starbucks or drinks or anything from the third parties. I just don't trust that because I don't want them to put anything in it.
Okay, and then I think this was Amber who was saying earlier that there's a certain thing you can get from every restaurant, and it's usually good. Do you remember what she was saying? She was saying if you order chicken strip fries.
They can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with messing that up.
Right. Right. That's usually going to come out good. Okay, so now, what if it doesn't come out good? What recourse do you have? If the food comes and it's just nasty, you just don't like it, what do you do?
Okay, I have that happen many times. You can call in, but if you call in, the only way you can call in is if you order personally from the restaurant, like if you make your order. But if you do from DoorDash, you have to give your complaint to them. And then they will make the complaint to the restaurant. So any dealings that you have to do with the food has to come through them, any third party. So you can email them and ask them for a credit, or you can email them and ask them for a full refund. And then they will chat with you and discuss your options.
Now I was going to say, is that like an email or is it you do that on the app? Because I know on Instacart. Go ahead.
They have both. Like if you on the app and you have a complaint, you will chat with them, and then your email that's associated with it, they will email you that it's been confirmed. With the email that you have with the app, and they said your credit has been confirmed or your refund has been confirmed.
Okay, yeah, I'm well aware of that on Instacart, you know, and I know that they don't give a hard time on Instacart when you're doing groceries like that. But what about DoorDash or the third party? Have they ever given you a hard time when you said that you weren't satisfied with the food?
No, they really haven't given you a hard time. You just can't reorder the food and send it back. They won't send you another one. So sometimes with that, if I'm not familiar with the place, I order two meals from the same, you know, company. I think, let me see. Say if I go to Outback or, you know, Red Lobster. If I go there, I will order like a kids meal or an adult meal. And then if the adult meal come out wrong, at least I have a backup to say it's good. And then when I call in and tell them that one of the items wasn't right, then at least you have something to eat that day. Because sometimes if you say it's wrong or they don't cook it right or because I have many times that the meat has not been done or overdone, you just out of luck if you're hungry. So they won't send you another one. They just send you a credit. So sometimes you may have to just order, like I always order a little kids meal on the side so you can at least have something to eat that day.
Okay. And so, and you said something key. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. We had Amber with us earlier, and we were talking about it's a good thing to order from places that you know.
Yes.
You know, you know that their food is good, it's reputable, you know, and so it's something that you like, and so that's one of the keys. To consider when you're going through a third party to order your meal. So, and I was thinking, can you place with these third parties? Can you place an order and have them go to multiple places?
Oh yes, you can. You just have to. Yes, on what? But you have to. It's on different tickets. Like, if you order from the same app, you can just place the order from this location. Like, say you want something from McDonald's, so you click on McDonald's and order you something, and then you say, "Oh, I see some on Panda Express." Then you click over there and order something from. You can order as many places as you want at the same time. It's just gonna have this different orders. And it's a tracking number, and you can see they also have the tracking.
Okay, so it's gonna have a different tracking number. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now tell us about the tracking. How does that work? You know, like
okay.
You can see
you can see exactly the location. On the app, they have a map. And on the map, it shows your city, your county, and then it also has little dots, and then it also shows the timeline, and it also tells you your driver's name. In some instances, they also have a picture of your driver in some apps. And then they have the name, and then it shows that your driver is on his way to pick up your order. And then when the driver gets there, it gives you a notification. Either texts you or dings on your app or email, and it says, "Your driver has picked up your order." And then it also says, "Your driver is on the way." And then right when the driver is like 1 minute away, it tells you so you can be prepared to open your gate or open your door or something like that, and it tells them that he's right there. So it shows the dot of the driver on the map.
Okay. So you know where they are. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, and the name too.
Okay. Now we were talking about some of the tips. Well, an actual tip. How do you tip people?
Okay, if you don't have cash on you, then it's best if you just do your tipping online. They will also automatically have a tip that they recommend, but you can go in and change it yourself and type in the tip that you want, higher or lower. But usually I just pick zero on the tip because I usually give the person cash. Because sometimes you want to make sure if they ever come with your food and you already got the tip on there and they never come with your food and you just pay for a tip. You don't want that to happen.
Right.
So you want to make sure, you know, you get the food and it's all right. And then you give them the tip.
Okay. Well, that's a big tip right there for us. I hadn't thought about that. You know, if you don't get your food, they still, you know, if your food's not right or whatever, and you're still giving a tip, because they start off at 15% tips, right?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Okay. All right. And another thing that we were talking about earlier is what you can do, like, around holidays. And,
catering. DoorDash also has Honey Baked Ham. And you can just order a catering. You can just get all the catering orders, big orders. And then if you don't want to order you can order in advance. And tell them what day that you want to deliver to you, or you can go pick it up. So you won't have to stand in line or deal with the crowds.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So these are good things, you know. Because it seems to me if you want to cater, you know, you want to order, you know, a nice amount of food, you know, to do that through a third party would probably be a good idea. And, you know, what I've started doing with our fish, because, like I said, we don't mind if fish is warmed up later. We have a air fryer, and food warmed up in an air fryer is so good. You know, fried fish, fried chicken, it's like it just came out the skillet or whatever, you know, in an air fryer. So, you know, we don't mind if we order, you know, extra, and then we eat it as leftovers for, you know, different times during the week. Or like the fish that I ordered last week, maybe it's been 2 weeks now. So I ordered like a bunch of fish, and it came out so good. And so we had it that week. We had it last week. It's all in the freezer. And then we're going to finish it up this week. So, I mean, when I think about that and I think about, you know, the money that we paid for delivery and service and all of that, you know, that we can eat off of this for 3 Fridays. You know, and this is the last Friday, so we have the fish, so I'm going to add a little shrimp to it to round it off, you know, because it's not a whole lot left. But, you know, when I think about it like that, then it's worth it to me to get it and, you know, put it in the freezer and work it like that. So I've learned to kind of work things over this past year, you know, to go with the way that we do things. So I think that's all that we were going to talk about tonight. You think about anything else, Joy?
You covered everything. Oh, no, you covered everything. Everything is good.
Okay. Okay, so we'll open up the lines now, and you can, you know, let us know. We want to hear from you if you have used a service, if you've used a delivery service before and you've had some experience with them. We'd like to know what you've gone through with that. If you have any tips for people, you know, we're still learning about this. This is kind of still a new animal to us. And you can even talk about the grocery delivery as well that we talked about last week. And also I wanted to say last week was really a good broadcast. If you don't know much about having your groceries delivered, all you have to do is go to Google or Bing or any search engine and put in Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then I think our last 5 broadcasts will pop up, it'll take you to our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you're able to listen to that entire broadcast, you know, of Gitim Radio or any of our 970 broadcasts. Praise God. All right. So we're going to open up the lines now, and Pastor Mom, we're just going to open it up to you. I know you don't order anything, but I'm going to open up the line for you to just say hello, just to greet everyone. Hope you're in a good place. Okay, Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Grandma.
Huh?
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing just fine. And I enjoyed listening to you all tell you about the good food you've been getting.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and we're going to have fish and shrimp tomorrow, okay?
Yes, that's what we're going to have, fish or shrimp.
Yummy. Sounds yummy. That sounds like me. I want to have the same thing.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
What?
Just keep on with your good food.
Okay.
I enjoyed listening to you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Grandma. Thank you.
Amen. And I know you've been, after last night, you're feeling better, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling much better.
Amen. Pastor
That's
Mom
great.
Got prayer
That's
last
great.
Night, too. Amen. Okay, thank you, Pastor Mom. We love you.
We love you all, too. You know,
love
I know
you too.
All my grandchildren and all my children.
Amen. All right. Have a blessed night, Pastor Mom.
Okay. Thank you. The same.
Amen. Okay. So some of you have pressed your number one key. Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel and her family.
Hi.
Minister Rachel.
I was listening to you about fish. Hi, everybody. Oh, my dear. I haven't had whitings in a long time. I wanted to ask, like, when you order your fish at, do they have whitings? Because I have sweet potato fries in my freezer, and they had a really good seasoned sweet potato fries. And I wanted to have some of the, like, some good fish on Friday. I'm not Friday. I'm Saturday.
Oh, I love whitings.
I know. When I was married, their dad, because he loved fishing and stuff, so he knew where to get good whitings from. And I've never, like, I missed that part about him and the part where he played the saxophone and the bass guitar. Certain things I do miss about him, but let me leave it at that. But I just, when Godmama told him about fish, I wanted some fish.
I know they sell some whiting at, do you have a Kroger's out there?
No.
No Kroger's? You have a Walmart. They do sell at Walmart, but it's not fresh. It's frozen.
I know. I don't. I've had frozen whitings. They're terrible.
No, I know.
I mean, I know how to cook, but oh my dear, even when you throw them out, they don't come out the way that when he used to get the fresh ones, where they used to cut it, clean it, scales off, and when we get it to the house, oh my dear, and I put my seasoned mix and stuff in it, and just
Well, that sounds so good.
I know.
Yeah.
Miss it.
Yeah,
we have a
fish, and I've lived in different parts of the country, and I couldn't find it any place in the country except here. And they say it's whiting, but here we call it jackfish.
Oh,
and
it's a
whole fish. It doesn't have the head on it, but it's a whole fish with the tail on it, and it has one bone up the middle of it.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a lot of food, and I like that kind of fish.
right, and it's a flaky white fish, and that's what we have in our freezer. We have two left, so that's going to be tomorrow. So, we are blessed to be able to get, you know, what we're able to get here, and I've never known another place where you can buy the you know, you pick the raw fish, and then they cook it for you right there, and not an extra cost to have it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we are blessed.
I like to buy it. When I was married with Kenneth, we would go pick up the bag of fish. The man would clean it and everything. He knew the fish market at. When we used to drive to go there, and that was really nice. I enjoyed that part. And then I would get home and I would clean, finish cleaning it because it wasn't, I mean, they don't they, I mean, they clean the scales and stuff off, but you know how I am. I still clean it again when I get to the house. And then everybody eats it. He likes sprinkle cut fries, and I like the really good seasoned. I like sweet potato seasoned fries, so they'd be really good. And then and they also have these organic onion rings. Oh my dear, they're so good. Oh Lord, I miss
Ooh,
it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. We pray about anything. So we pray that you're able to find a good fish market, you know, and know where they are so that you can get some good fish, because it's a really good thing to have some good fish.
Yeah, I know. And it's so healthy the way I do it because, you know, you blessed me with the air fryer. I can do it. I've been doing chicken in there, like the legs and the thighs. Oh, my dear, my kids love it. You know what I use? I use, you know, like you can get a bag of crush it real good. A little bit of, let me see, what is that other cereal I usually use? A honey bunch of oats, mix that with it. A little adobo and sazon.
Ooh,
onion powder,
that's yummy.
Powder, with some black pepper, and then take, you know, the stuffing, you know, the stovetop stuffing mix, grind it into the food processor or the blender. And you can make like a nice little fish fry just like that, and also a chicken shake and bake, and cook it like that inside inside the air fryer. Yeah, my kids love it. I do the legs and
that,
I do
that
the
makes it crispy. That makes
thighs.
It crunchy.
Yeah, I do the honey bunches of oats, like a cup of that, or a cup and a half. It depends on if you like that nice sweet and salty mix with it. You might want to add a 2 cups. And then I add I grind up the stovetop stuffing because the kids don't eat it as stuffing. They just like when I grind it up and put it in my fish cakes, or when I put it in my because I do make homemade fish cakes. Like I take the fish out of and I like you know, cut it up, cut the onions, and do all my seasoning stuff. And I make fish cakes. I can make it with grits. Like I do the little cheesy southern grits. I add the butter. I can't use fake. I can't use the margarine. I can't stand it. I tried margarine and oh my dear, it's gross. But I had to go back to butter, and I just a little bit of pepper, a little bit of milk, a little bit like you put the cheese in it, let it melt in there. Oh my dear, my kids love it, and we just eat it with the fish.
That sounds so
good. I made.
You're
gonna
have to send me some recipes. You're gonna have to send me some recipes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you,
we're
going to go to the next person.
Down cake. My dad said he wanted pineapple upside down cake, so I have to make him that. So I like doing that stuff.
No,
yeah.
That's
one of Joyce. Oh, yes, I made 3 months ago.
Oh, they're so good, pineapple upside down cake. I used a 100% pineapple juice. I don't use water when I do my pineapple upside down cake. My dad loves it because you use the pineapple, the 100% pineapple juice for, you know, it instead of using the water to mix into the cake mix.
That's what I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're 100%. Oh my dear, so delicious.
All right, you guys are gonna have to get together with your recipes. But I want to say one more thing about Minister Rachel, she makes the best empanadas. So
okay,
when I go see her
tomorrow, we're
gonna make some
tomorrow. No, I already cooked them. I mean, not cooked them. I already prepared them, and we're gonna eat the rest of them tomorrow. I made 20.
Okay.
I made 20 empanadas,
and you put them
fresh
in the freezer,
like
right?
Yeah, I freeze them. I wanted to, like, I was like, God, how can I send some to you? I wanted to, like, send some to you, and I don't know how to do that that thing with that stuff. They have this thing where you can freeze it, and then you can ship it, but I don't know how to do that, so I don't have that kind of stuff. It probably costs a lot of money to do, to, like, make my food
okay.
and have someone freeze dry it and so it can be shipped. I don't know how to do that.
Well, send me the recipe. Send me the recipe.
Okay, I use ground chicken. I use ground chicken.
Send me the recipe.
I like 2 packs of it.
Okay, send me the recipe.
I'm going to go on to someone else. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to text it to you. All right. Love you. Love you all.
Okay.
Pass
love,
all
love you too. Bye.
Love you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hi to the children.
Okay.
Amen. Pastor Price, we're opening the line for you.
Oh,
welcome,
hi.
Pastor
how
Price.
You doing, Apostle? How you doing?
Hi.
God bless you.
Good.
Hallelujah. God bless you and Pastor Mom and to Joy and all of the precious saints in their respective places today. I just thank God for what I heard today, and I'm just listening, and I just thank God for you and for Joy. I wanted to say first, it's such a confirmation. Today I just woke up with a mind to want some whiting. And I said, I want some whiting. And that's what I had on my mind this morning. And I was going to see if they could find some whiting. And do you know, see, we call what we eat jackfish. When, you know, in the St. Louis area where we were raised at. But it's really jack salmon. It's called jack salmon fish. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. They call what we call, we said we know it's, it says somebody was talking about, they said they want to fry up some jack salmon. And then they said, there you guys yelling at me that it's not salmon. See, yes, I know it's whiting and some of the best kind of whitefish you can get. But in some areas, that's what they call jackfish. What we've called jackfish is called, is a whiting. So I was looking up that. So I said, oh, wow, I got to go check this out and see. So I might have to call it. Sometimes we as black people call certain things a certain way, but it may be referred to as other things. Like we may say jackfish, but it was jack salmon, even though it's not a salmon, but it's called jack salmon.
Okay.
You know? So, yeah, Joe, I thought about Joe, how Joe used to take ask Joy them to find a place called Worms. And he would say, take me to Worms. And they drew all around the area looking for worms. And the word was warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. but he would say warren. So I praise God. So I'm gonna see if Jordan can find me some jackfish. I'm going to look it up and see if I can have some ordered and brought to us. Glory to God. And then I wanted to thank God for you, Apostle, and for Joy. Because I was talking to Minister Carolyn Bird today, and I was telling her how that I said, I know I'm Joy's mama. I gave birth to Joy, but sometimes it looked like she come from you. I thank God because I said, you all are like two peas in a pod. You're expediters. You're one that she can remember every price. When I need to know a price of something, and when you talk about a grocery list down to the very T, she can tell you what this cost, that cost. So when you go in there, and she'll always compare. Parents said, you see, it was right what I said. I would love to see her go on that show. What's that show, Joy, where they have the prices and you have to name the prices?
Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, Supermarket Sweep, but it's two others. The Price is Right. And then what's the other one where they come on and they have to name the prices or something? But it's so many shows. You'd be good at that, Joy.
Oh, yeah, I may have to sign up.
So I thank God for you. So I thank God for the word that I heard. I wanted to share something very quickly with you all that I was telling the Apostle about earlier today. And maybe somebody might want to get that on somebody. Because when we were raising our children, our first six children, I kept and collected and clipped. I got the Sunday paper for one reason, was to get coupons. And so me and Lisa, we had a whole, the container, I mean, the not container, like a file, you know, like that a file with coupons in them. And we would go and we were just so happy to get, you know, to do the couponing. And then on television, there are shows that show people who really knew how to use coupons to almost spend nothing on what they would purchase. And so they've got a new site out called, and you do your homework on it, but it's called honey.com. And it's really like joinhoney.com, but it's honey, honey.com. And that site, just like the word honey, H-O-N-E-Y, honey.com, it says for those who love using coupons. And the major advantage for the user, it said, is that he or she does not have to spend hours browsing the web to find coupons. This is signing up and using Honey is as simple as it gets. The idea for Honey originated when one of the founders tried ordering pizza for him and his children. He scoured the internet for a suitable coupon, but wasn't able to find any suitable offer. They developed a prototype app to easily find, use, and apply coupons to what they purchased, and they let people use it for a few years free. Now, how does Honey make his money now? Honey makes money whenever a user redeems a coupon through their extension. Merchants then pay Honey a so-called affiliate commission, which is a percentage fee of the total sales price. Don't search for coupon. They said, don't search for coupon codes again. With one click, Honey's smart shopping assistant will automatically apply discounts to your cart. You know, they said a necessity is the mother of invention. And so these guys, they were just looking for coupons. To get pizza. And so what they ended up doing was doing a research and gathering into a database system. They put in a database system all of the sites where coupons, where you could get a coupon from. And it's not just, sometimes we think it might be just for grocery, but it's for JCPenney, Sephora, Lenovo, Reebok, Staples, Macy's. They have over, I think they said 30,000 vendors, you know, people that with their company. I gotta make sure I got that right. I think it's about 30,000 people, and they have 17 million active users who use that site. So somebody might want to look it up and see what if you really like it, you know, for you know, to see if you really like that site and see how it goes for you. Because it's a blessing when you can get a coupon. I always go back when I'm purchasing something online. I always go back and look around and try to see if I can find a coupon. And when I get one, especially like if you're going, if you're on Amazon and you're getting ready to buy something and you want to look for it and see what you might want to see what kind of coupon might be available for it. Even sometimes with buying clothing online, you know. Yeah, they have 30,000 retailers. Their company works with over across the industry, fashion, food, electronics, travel, and many more. So that might be something somebody might look up and do research on theirself and see the statistics on honey.com and see and I'm asking God to give us you know, they said necessity is the mother of invention. There may be just one thing that we might say, this I think needs to be done. I thought about when I was little, I got a spanking from my dad, and I'm going to get off, Apostle. I thought about when I got a spanking from my dad because we had to mop the floor every day, and we would have to put a mop bucket and put with water in the mop bucket and come with the mop and mop the floor. So I said, I don't feel like making that. I'm going to just squirt water all on the floor and then mop it up. But Dad could tell that the mop bucket hadn't been used, and I got a spanking for that. But somebody got rich off of that. The Swifter people, they just squirt water off and mop up on the floor.
Right.
So I pray God give us witty inventions and witty ideas and that prototypes and apps. You know, I even think about the app that I have for all of those altogether 500 videos that the Lord has had me to make. I even think about the app for that God would give me a way to make those reading through the Bible videos that I've made over the years and make them into an app that would be really simple and easy for somebody to use. And so I don't know. But
you can do that. I'm going to have to talk to you about that. You can.
Well, you hear that? Do you hear that, Apostle? She got an idea for it. Somebody's been mentioning that. Other people have mentioned that to me, so I just thank God. But that was all. I thank God for the time today and for this time so we can know what to do and how to do. Because I've marveled at my girls with the things that they do and what they order and how they've learned how to use different things. And when it comes, the food is warm and it's good. I haven't gotten a bad order for me, but I know Joy and them sometimes have gotten a bad order. So I thank God for this. So thank God for that time. That's it. So somebody else can come up. God bless you.
And thank you, Pastor Price, and thank you for sharing about honey.com.
All right.
Amen.
You're welcome. I'm going back on you.
All right. Pastor Catherine, welcome. And then Reverend Treva is next, and then Arthur Amber. Anyone else, you can press your number one key and feel free to share tonight. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. Good evening, everyone. It's so good
good
to
evening.
Be back on. Good evening. I have really enjoyed everything, but I have some questions that I heard today. I need a pencil so I can write this down. But I am going to take Pastor Helen up on honey.com because I love getting coupons. I know that's not what the show is about, but I'm going to get that one because we have a paper that comes out, and it's only a few coupons in there, but it's never anything that I want. So I'm going to go on there and look and find out about that. But I want to ask Joy about the store that has a seal on your food when you send it to it. Because I haven't heard of that in our area. I'm just wondering if it's in all areas.
I hope so. I think that it should be in, because it was P.F. Chang, the Chinese food place.
It's called what now?
P.F. Chang. Do you have a P.F. Chang in St. Louis?
Yeah, the last time
it's like a Chinese food place.
Yeah, it's over by Clayton, maybe. No, it's over by Brentwood, I think.
Oh,
it's over by
the mall. If you order from them, yeah, they will have your bag sealed.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, I have yet to order for food. I've ordered for grocery, but not for from the restaurant. I have ordered from Snook, but not from the restaurant.
Yes, and then you still have to be cautious because there's still COVID going on, too. So, you know, if you feel comfortable with it, then order it. But if you don't feel comfortable with it, no. Because I have not, like, right now for a whole year, I have not had any KFC. I have had no Taco Bell, no Burger King. I have not got any of them for a whole year. So I still don't trust them yet. So, you know. You have to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there's
a P.F. I was going to say there's a P.F. Chang in St. Charles and one in Chesterfield.
Oh, okay. That's why I haven't heard about it. All right.
Okay.
But that's good. That's good to know. I doubt if they deliver it up in this area, huh? If it is, it's going to be really cold once it get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ways away.
But I just want to say thank you so much, and thank Apostle for having you on. It's been very informative. And
you're welcome.
I'm praying that we don't have to use it so much. Hope the COVID is leaving us in Jesus' name.
In the name
amen.
Of
Jesus.
But it's always good to have. Because sometimes you just don't feel like going out. So this is a good open eye for us. So thank you all so much here, and God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Okay, Reverend Treva from California. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Hey, good evening. Hey.
Good evening. Good evening.
I just wanted to say, Joy, I'm so proud of you. You know, you're one of my God daddies. I'm just so proud of you. I love all of us. And I really enjoyed Apostle QZ, and I just want to greet everybody in their perspective places. You know, I was tired because I've been in church all day. We had a conference, but I had to listen tonight. And thank you for your information. And I used to be a DoorDash driver, and thankfully I'm not. Had a few food pods, and but I won't go into that. But I really appreciate the information you took time to give us, and had me laughing about the delivery man. I said that would be good. That's the favorite guy. About the lottery. But anyway, though, I want to tell y'all thank God for you. And every time I listen to one of the programs, I'm kind of sleepy today, but I begin to feel even more better. I give glory to God for that.
Oh, that's
Amen.
Great.
I'm glad how you were feeling.
Amen.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, it was a long day. But anyway, though, God bless y'all. I'm gonna let you go to the next person. I love y'all. Have a great evening.
Okay. We love you too.
I love you
Trina.
Too.
Okay.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And we have Arthur Amber. I believe this is her. And anyone else? She's the last one. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Hello, Amber. Hi. Did you want
to
share some more tips with us?
No, not right now. I'm grateful that I was able to give a sneak peek earlier. Of everything that was said, but I just want to say I thank God for everything that God is doing through Joy and giving her so much wisdom about delivering food and everything, because when you go grocery shopping all day and then after you put up the food, you be so tired, and then to order some food and then to get it at a decent price, that is really a blessing sometimes. So I thank God for everything God is doing through Joy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
This is being kind to each other. I'm glad you all are kind to each other. Amen.
Yes. You know, that's good. And you know, a couple minutes later.
Yeah, stay right there in that kind place.
I will. I love you all.
Okay, love you too, and
love you
for
too.
All your help earlier, and keeping us on track and giving your tips. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I pray you all have a blessed night.
Okay, you too. All right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Amen. Okay, I'm about to click off the wrong number. I was about to click your number off, Joy. Well, praise God. Amen. Okay, so no one else has had anything else, or does anyone else, you want to say anything? If you have a prayer request, a prophecy request, amen. Hallelujah. We will still pray with you. Amen. And, you know, our broadcast last night was almost 3 hours long. So it's okay if we end early tonight. Praise God. Amen. But this has been a good broadcast. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to do our Get a Radio announcements, let you know what's coming up with us. And then we'll have Joy to come back and give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And this keeps coming back to my mind, is that last week we were saying with groceries that if you don't want to use your main debit card, because, you know, once you get into an app, they're going to ask you for a debit card or credit card or something like that. If you don't want to use your main one, you can also use a gift card. You can get a Visa gift card and put a certain amount of money on that so that they're not touching your bank information at all. So I thought that was a really good tip that Joy gave to us last week. You know, and what some people do is they'll open up, Pastor Price has done this, open up a small account, another checking account, and get, you know, and they'll give you a bank card or debit card from that other checking account, and then you can just use that one to order all of these things, to have them delivered, grocery delivery and whatever, and do it like that rather than to use your main bank account, your main debit card or your main credit card. So that's an idea. All right, so I want to give the announcements, and then Joyce is going to come back and give us closing remarks and closing prayer. So,
oh, okay, and
God.
Also you tell them about the link.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Tell them about the link. Go ahead.
Okay, this is like last week. If you have a referral, you will get points or off your order from Instacart last week. This week we have on DoorDash, you get $30 off if you sign up with my referral. I will get $10. And you will get $30, $10 off each your orders with the referral. So I think Barbara's going to send you the link. If you press your number one key, she can send you the link to sign up for DoorDash. Okay. And off your first three orders, you get $10 off your first three orders.
Right, right. So I'll send that link. I'll tell you what, Pastor Price, Pastor Catherine and Reverend Treva, your number one keys are still pressed. So press your number one key one more time to get off the board. And thank you, thank you. And then, yes. And then in any of you, if you want this link, I will text the link to you, okay? I'll forward the link to you. So if you want the DoorDash link, you know, you'll have to decide if you're going to use it right now. But at least if you're halfway thinking about it, press your number one key, and I'll go ahead and send you that. Or later on, you can ask me for it, and I'll send it to you. Amen. So what it's going to do is when you use DoorDash, you're going to get $10 off. The first three times that you use it, you'll have a $10 credit. Praise God. And basically, that's going to cover the fees, you know, fees, the tip, maybe, depending on what you're getting, you know. So that would help. All right. Okay, so get a radio. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Joy. Oh, and then I want to say this. If anyone would like to, if you're led by the Lord to bless Joy, because she's been on with us for 2 weeks, if you're led to send a blessing to her, you can do that on Cash App. And her Cash App is, go ahead, Joy.
$. I'm trying. Let me see. I think it's $CASHI.
So if you'd like to, if the Lord is leading you to bless Joy, Cash App, $ the number two, right? CASHI.
Yes.
$2. And that's the number two. Amen. Hallelujah. And then last night I was so up in the glory cloud last night, and someone says, you know, I want to bless Get 'Em Radio. And I was like, I can't think of it right now. I just can't think of it because I was just, you know, the Spirit of the Lord was just moving so mightily. We have a Cash App, Get 'Em Radio, and it's simply $ Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio. Praise God. Amen. And so we'll start putting that on our on our Facebook page, and and those that we send announcements to, and let you know about that so that you can feed into Get 'Em Radio. You know, we blessed a lot of people. The Lord has used us to bless a lot of people, and He may lead you to seed into it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we do have some people who regularly seed into Get 'Em Radio, and we know that God is blessing them. Hallelujah. We do have a few people who are sponsoring us on a monthly basis, who send us an offering every month. And so we thank God for you. You know who you are. Praise God. And we give God all the glory, the honor, and praise, and believe that He is blessing you. Hallelujah. We know He is. Praise God. Amen. So that's, once again, it's to send Joy something, just send it straight to her. $2 Cash I, CASHI, and then for Get 'Em Radio, $ Get 'Em Radio. Praise God. Okay, so now Get 'Em Radio, what we're doing is on this Sunday, this Sunday is the 14th, and we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen, where Pastor Mom is the senior pastor, and every second Sunday, Pastor Mom is speaking. Glory to God. And we just want to hear whatever God wants to say through her. Praise God. So that's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching series. And what Dr. Lorraine is, well, she's on probably a long series right now, but it is so good. And it's talking about the names of God. And she's on Jehovah right now. And just such a blessing. So the Bible teaching begins at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So it's a Bible teaching. So we're not opening up the lines and answering questions or anything. You listen to the word. Praise God, the word of God being taught. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And a year ago, at the beginning of the pandemic, that's when we put the East St. Louis Christian Center Church on to Get 'Em Radio online. And also, that's when we started the Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And it's just been an awesome experience for both of them. God has done exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. And His presence just shows up in such a rich way. I mean, really in all these broadcasts. And we give God the praise for it. So Praying in Tongues Tuesday, we pray in tongues for 1 hour. And how we do that is we have four volunteers who pray for 15-minute increments. And then when they finish praying, then we do a Habakkuk 2:1, which is we get an interpretation. We listen to the Lord and see what He says. And I'm telling you, awesome, awesome, totally awesome, life-changing. The whole thing is life-changing. It has changed my life, my prayer life, everything. So that's Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday. Praise God. And then on next Thursday, the 18th, we will be back, and we're solidifying some things. But I have the Lord just has laid on my heart the things that we've learned during this 1 year of the pandemic, you know, like the grocery shopping that we've learned about, the way that we bank nowadays is different. The way that we move money around, this Cash App has just zoomed during this time. I saw it coming before the pandemic. You know, it's mostly the young people, but now, you know, some of us who are more mature, I'll say that, are using Cash App. And then there's some investing that's being done through unconventional ways that, you know, we never even thought about a year ago. So we want to talk about things. You know what else I'd like to talk about, and you guys can give me some suggestions too, is I want to talk about homeschooling. You know, the things that people are doing. I know some people who teach school who are teachers. And so I'm thinking about things like that. So if you have any ideas about the things that we have learned during this pandemic, I will welcome, you know, any suggestions that you have that we can talk about. And one of the investment things that I really want to talk about, and I'm trying to secure my nephew to talk about it, and that is Bitcoin. Because the Lord's been talking to me about Bitcoin. I'm just going to tell you, he's been talking to me about it. And when he puts me on that page of investment stocks and things like that, it's rare. But I know what he's saying, and I've seen a great jump in what he's had me to invest in. I mean, just totally amazing. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that during this time. So like I said, we may finish up in March. I doubt it. We may go into April and talk about you know, what has been going on in the past year and the things that we've learned. Amen. Amen. So remember, let me know. And if anybody also on Tuesdays, if you want to pray in tongues on Tuesday for that 15 minutes, please text me and let me know, and we'll schedule you in as well. Praise God. All right. I think that is it. And Joy, any closing remarks you have? And your closing prayer.
Okay, yes. It says, while these services, Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, and Uber Eats, they may all vary in size and scopes. They all bring something unique to the table. So just give them a shot and see which one fits your taste. And it all comes down to time. It saves you time on cooking. Like if you want to make something for hours or save time on grocery shopping or finding a meal, it all comes down to just time. Just give you more time with the family, give you more time to relax, just to take care of yourself and just get you a little meal. It does take a little stress off. And, you know, if everybody has something different they have in mind to eat in the family, you don't have to worry about making different meals. You can just order them something, and, you know, you can make you something at home and order them something, so you won't have to make it. So it just comes down to this time. And that's it.
Amen. Amen. So, but before you go, what are some of your favorite fast food places that you order from?
I order from it's called Firebirds. I think it's called Firebirds out here, and they have the best salmon ever. But I ordered that from the kids' meal because their salmon portion is big. So you can get a salmon and macaroni and cheese and broccoli for just $10, and it's so good. That's my favorite. And then I ordered chilies. I could order some chilies. They'll have a little burgers. And Red Lobster has some good stuff, too. So that's basically the fast food places I order from.
Okay. I think we do have a cyber. It's spelled S-Y-B-E-R-G-S.
No, Firebirds. F-I-R-E-B-I-R-E-D-S.
Oh, Firebird. Okay. I don't think we have that. Oh, we have it in St. Charles. Everything's in St. Charles. Okay. Okay. Amen. All right. Go ahead and close us out in prayer. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Gracious Father, we want to thank you, Lord. You have been with us from the start to the end. We just want to thank you for that. Jesus, our good shepherd, help us to listen to your voice and follow wherever you are leading us this week. Father, may we walk according to your word. Give us discernment that we may not follow the voice of strangers, but the voice of you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate the time that you invested in us. Joy, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And thank all of you. Amen. And thank all of you for being on with us tonight. We appreciate it. Hallelujah. Like I said, most of you were on last night with us for 3 hours. Certainly appreciate that. Praise God, and appreciate you guys being on with us tonight. Amen. So have a blessed night, and we'll see you hopefully on Sunday. Amen. God bless you all. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't.